Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world! Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.
You're listening to SBS News.
Street artist Peter Drew is known for his Aussie Street series celebrating multiculturalism. His posters feature many migrants photographed in the early 1900s and have the word Aussie underneath the image. In copycat style, posters have appeared in Melbourne featuring the image of accused Bondi gunman Naveed Akram with the word Aussie beneath his face. Peter Drew says it's not the first time his posters have been subverted.
My immediate reaction was deja vu, because this has happened before. 10 years ago, people from the far left copied my posters for different reasons, but in a very similar way.
Melbourne City Council and other inner Melbourne local government jurisdictions have been quick to remove the posters. Melbourne Lord Mayor Nicholas Rees says the copycat posters are deeply offensive.
It is absolutely abhorrent that someone has hijacked his artwork and used it to create these terribly distressing images around our city.
As the council's review CCTV footage, Victoria Police says it's investigating the posters in relation to the offence of bill posting. Lord Mayor Rees says new state and Commonwealth laws might be applicable.
We have seen new state and Commonwealth anti-hate, anti-Semitic laws. Those laws are brand new. They're yet to be tested in the courts. So this could be a good test case.
The chairman of the Anti-Defamation Commission, Dr. Davia Abramovich, hopes those responsible are held accountable.
If you glorify and celebrate mass murder in a public space, you should be held accountable. I hope police identify the perpetrators and lay charges if the law allows, and hopefully they end up behind bars. Anything less invites further escalation.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.